Bob, the first time that you and I spoke was the first Tiny Desk contest back in 2014, and you're back at it again for what is now, correct me if I'm wrong, the sixth season of the Tiny Desk contest?
That's correct. Yes, six amazing seasons.
So I want to know how you're still not watching videos from the previous submissions.
Oh, my. So, yeah, we get like 6,000+ videos. There are other people on staff that help walk through those videos, and I see a few thousand of them. And it's kind of thrilling still. What can I say? There's a lot of amazing people out there.
There certainly are a lot of talented musicians. Before we get into the nitty-gritty details of the 2020 contest, I'm wondering, do you remember maybe not necessarily a winner, but maybe a video that has stood out to you? The whole concept for folks who are listening right now who may not be aware of it is you're recording your band or maybe you as a solo artist on a desk, behind a desk, underneath the desk, playing an original song. And with that in mind, you are set up to go ahead and record a video of yourself and submit it to Bob and his team at the All Songs Considered desk. And you might all know the Tiny Desk concert series. And then Bob and his team watched 6,000+ videos. So is there been anything that's really stood out over the years in terms of creativity that you remember?
Well, of five winners, that's that's for sure. I can remember each one of these, seeing each one of the fantastic. Negrito has gone on to win Grammys, Galen Lee, Tank of the Bangas, who also Grammy nominated, Naya Azumi, Quinn Christopherson. I can remember the first time I saw every one of those. And if I was at work when I saw, like, for example, when I was at work and I saw Quinn Christopherson's, who was last year's winners, I remember getting up from my chair, walking with my laptop over to a couple of the other Tiny Desk team members and saying, whoa, have you seen this one? And so many more. You know, when we do go on tour with the winner, but when we go to a city, we look for groups that struck us from that city and bring them on that stop with us. So if we're going to Chicago, we will find some Chicago-based bands that struck us as well, because you only have one winner, but we like to bring a lot of people to the table in this contest.
And I think that's a great thing about the Tiny Desk contest, along with the Tiny Desk concert series, is it does bring people together. We see, of course, you know, big names like Taylor Swift just packing the Tiny Desk concert, the offices there. How many people can you fit in there? Is that a fire code hazard?
We fit as many happy people as we can. That's safe. let's leave it at that. But let's say it's easily, you know, a couple of hundred.
Yeah. And, wow. Okay.
You wonder how the news even gets done, because these people are actually supposed to be working. I mean, it is. These are all, you know, and the big ones. And when we're talking about something like Taylor Swift, they're mostly people who work in this building. And so, for about 20 minutes during the day, like, is there anything getting done? Is the new show on the air?
Well, as long as there's no dead air in the programming, right there, I guess good to go.
That's it.
So let's talk about the submission process. I'm a band or a musician, and, you know, I get out my guitar or my ukulele or piano and I sit behind a desk. I compose an original song and I record it. But then what?
Well, I mean, the submission information, if you're over 18 and you live in America, that's sort of the big general rule. We'll tell you how to, you upload it. You upload your video to YouTube and you tell us basically where it is. More specific instructions on the Tiny Desk contest page. Mm-hmm. But that's the essence of it. And then I think after that, you sit in your chair and you wait and you don't move for like 6 weeks. Yeah. Waiting for us to tell you that you won.
That's right. That's right.
So, Tom, you are the winner.
I've waited a long, long time to hear you say that, Bob. So the contest closes on March 30th. So musicians, bands right now have about a month to get everything gathered up, compiled. Any tips or tricks for any of them?
Well, if they want to submit it March 29th, that would be nice. Meaning that every musician on planet Earth will turn it in by nature around the 30th. No, I'm half joking. Tips would be put your heart into it and have fun with it. Look, there's 6,000 entries or seven or more, whatever. There's a good chance you're not going to win, but make the best thing you know how to make, and you never know. In fact, that part, you never know part, is true of every single winner. They cannot believe that what they did with their heart and soul won the contest. So, you know, you'll do it. There's a decent chance you won't win, but there's also that chance of that surprise phone call. And also, this entry for a musician, and I'm a musician as well, it marks a time in your history. You gather your friends in a place and you make something that you will remember making for a good part, if not all of the rest of your life. You just, and that's meaningful. So winning, not winning, you know, it's great to win. It's great to, lots of the videos that we get in, of the ones that have elements of wonder and surprise and we want to share, we put online. So there's many videos that might be you, Tom, that will go up online that are not the winners, but people will see it and they'll get lots of eyeballs on it and things will happen to them because of that. So you just never know.
The opportunity there is sort of endless, so to speak. Bob, the last time we talked, you had just written a book about the impact or the effect of, I think, the Beatles on your life. Do you have any other works in progress, so to speak?
Not writing a book now, but and that book was Your Song Changed My Life, and it really was about these 32 musicians and how music has changed your life. But it's a good conversation to have with people, your friends. Like, how does music affects everybody different, and everybody wants something different from music. And some just want to be entertained, and some want to just dance, and some, like myself, want to find deeper life meaning. So we expect and want different things in life. And, you know, I'm a fortunate soul. I work in a place with amazing people, and talented people come and play for us, and it's inspiring. I'd say the thing that I do now that's most exciting is what everybody gets to see online, which is this Tiny Desk concert series, and then in when we announce the winner in May, the Tiny Desk contest.
Well, we're looking really forward to that, Bob, and I think I'm going to have to grab a couple of straggling musicians from our studios and maybe
see?
Make a submission for the Lakeshore team here, and I'll have to figure out a band name. Maybe we'll let the listeners right now go ahead and pick a band name for that. So, Bob, thank you so much, and best of luck watching the next couple thousand of hours of YouTube videos.
Thank you. Thanks, Tom. Be well.